Wow.
Oh my god, hey, the other day, I signed on to PlayStation, and,
Always mode!
Fun with lots of the free ones.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, BioShock.
Like, I'd admit it was fun and then just not play it anymore, you know, if that was the case. It's not that good of a game. It's really overrated, in my opinion.
Wasn't it Sony's answer to, Crackdown?
Probably, yeah.
Crackdown was fucking
but it
awesome.
Became
it was
one
so
of their,
stupid.
Like, Crackdown isn't, like, something Xbox totes as, like, their biggest exclusive, you know?
Yeah.
Sony really pushes that.
Sony does have so many exclusive games.
This was when they don't focus on enough of them.
What? Okay, how's it? All right, how's it going? Welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is season 2. Do we know what episode we're on? Is it 6?
16? No, well,
no,
what?
It's like 8 or 9.
Season 2?
16.
We're in season 2, and there was the PlayStation 4 announcement recently, so we kind of got a round table. We're going to go through the conference and just discuss our thoughts. I guess I got Doug here with me.
Hey,
Chad.
Hello.
And back to Joe. So how's it going? We just turned the conference on. I'm actually using the technical monster here, the Wii U, to stream the PlayStation.
Is this through the YouTube app? Is that
no? This is the browser, so I can continue to browse the internet while this thing's playing on my TV. Isn't that cool?
That's kind of cool.
That's pretty neat.
That's pretty neat.
You can go like this, boom, now it's on both.
What a beaut.
Yeah, what a beaut. Wow. So we're going to be fast-forwarding any redundant kind of time, because it was a long show. But hey, PS4 announced, so...
Console.
Yeah, right here, like, when I was watching the thing, this is when my... when the stream broke, the IGN stream... It shut down like right here, and I'm like, I missed it. I missed the whole thing. Like, I tried to sign back onto to IGN, and the freaking that was like just shot down. It wasn't working, and I was like, these things. This is only gonna be 20 minutes. It's only gonna be a 20-minute show, and I'm missing it right now. I'm so mad.
One thing that was awesome was that every person. It seems to be the norm for Sony when they have presenter. Maybe not E3 2007 with. Massive Damage and a lot of weirdos.
Crabs, yeah.
But they do have, for the past couple years anyways, that the presenters are really good.
Yeah, they're really well-spoken. Yeah. They don't have the same kind of
like the Microsoft fear.
Yeah.
So this is...
I was just thinking, can you imagine how scary that would be? Like, oh my god, if I mess up, I'm going to be an internet joke for the rest of my life. They're going to fire me, probably.
That's probably why they didn't have live demos. They didn't want another fucking Massive Damage.
I guess. Yeah. It seems like this is the way to do it. I mean, they were able to relax, take their time. They, you know, people just came out. They presented their games. They weren't rushed. They didn't start it out with a giant, like, Call of Duty, you know, the cliche E3 presentation that's always... Like,
it's good that it wasn't E3. They just were having a press conference and we're inviting everyone.
Yeah.
It's on our terms. Like, this is when we choose to unveil it.
Yeah. So I think they're pretty much wrapping up, like, they've been releasing videos about PS3, PS2, and, like, all the good stuff about them. And it made me think about PlayStation 2, like, how huge that system was.
Like, isn't it, like, the best-selling console of all time?
Yeah.
I think so, as far as numbers go.
30 million?
60.
160 million.
Mm-hmm. And Wii's like 90 million behind it. So it's got a...
Yeah, PlayStation sold well for probably, you know, 8 years. And it was only supposed to be around for 5. Wii only sold for 2.5 years, probably.
Yeah, it just fell off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It had its heyday, and then...
Oh, Wii U sales last month?
Yeah.
Dismal.
I think on CAGcast they were talking about how the number of returns... was a negative number against the sale. So every time one got returned, it was minus one.
Yeah, because like what you did.
Minus one sale, yeah.
A lot of people were doing that.
So like I returned mine, that counts as minus one sale
yeah.
in the month of January.
Yeah, so people bought them wanting to make money.
Yeah.
Well, on the second one.
On the flip side of that, the December sales were high.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe you just kind of average them out. Like,
I don't think that many people returned it, though. That seems nuts.
50,000 people. Half?
Either way, all the returns you have to be accounted for. And if they were returned, then you need to account for those negative numbers because those weren't units sold.
It's essentially the amount of units that the stores bought, right?
Yeah.
So if people are returning five, then you're no longer ordering Wii U's.
Yeah, true.
Because you have them in stock. So that's like that might have been huge against their numbers. But I mean that combined with the fact that nobody went out in January and bought one. Well, 50,000 people did, I guess.
50,000. And keep in mind, too, the system's got a $50 price drop this month at Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just hold one second. I'm going to... Go ahead.
So, yeah, they showed leaks of the controller for a while.
Yeah, I like the prototype. It's essentially... That's the controller. I mean, it did look mad catsy. It looked like they were a prototype, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy that the DualShock 3s aren't going to be compatible with the PS4.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. You want
to
push...
They have that touchscreen and the share.
Mm-hmm.
What's crazy is all the backpedaling that Sony's been doing for the last 3 weeks. Like, it's not going to be DualShock. We're not going to announce before Microsoft. All that stuff. And then just like, oh, it's on the 20th. Here it is. DualShock 4.
Yeah, it's true. We're going to allow...
Did they say it wasn't going to be DualShock, or they just said it wasn't going to be the DualShock 3?
They said they were retiring DualShock, did they not?
No, they said they were... I think they said they were retiring, like, the design... Because the PS2 controller was essentially the same design. It just had six axes with PS3.
Yeah.
I think they just said they weren't going to use that same thing again. It was going to be different.
Yeah.
I actually really like the way this controller looks.
Me too.
I have no issue with it. It's going to be fine.
Like, ergonomically?
Yeah, like, it... It looks more Xboxy.
Looks like it feels
like
good.
The rounded size, the kind of contour to your hands, instead of that jagged plastic.
I think the DualShock 3 is too small. It's a little bit like the bottom of my hand is like I can see it behind the controller, like when I'm holding it. Like there's not enough meat there.
Yeah,
you know. But I mean, this one looks a little bit bigger, and it probably is bigger just because of the device itself has more on it. So they announced PS4. There we go. We're about 6 minutes in. They announced that it's called PS4, which is perfect.
Nice.
I think it's a good idea.
Well, yeah.
Not to break
following trends.
What do you think Xbox is going to do?
Oh shit!
Call it something. I think you were saying just calling it Xbox.
Yeah, that's kind of where they're going with everything. Follow that Apple type thing.
Yeah.
The new iPad. Just iPad.
Yeah, you never know. Xbox. They could call it Xbox 8, because Windows 8.
Yeah.
I doubt that would happen, though.
There's a new iteration of Windows all the time, though. And Windows 8 is garbage as an update.
It's, yeah, I don't like it.
So an update. I bought a laptop with Windows 8 on it. After using it for a while, decided to return it and stick to 7.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't blame you, man. Sarah's dad just bought one, and he was like, can you come here and help me with this thing? And I'm like... It's one of those ones where the top of it's a touchscreen too, so you can scroll through, but it's like, every time you open something, it's just an application that takes over your computer.
Yeah, you can't,
and I'm like how do I get out of this and just, right-click on something?
Yeah, you gotta fucking Alt-Control-Delete out of it.
That's the thing about Windows, every time they come out with a new OS, it's wildly different from the last one. You have to relearn everything, and Mac is just like a little update.
Not really, like... This is the first, break from the mold completely.
Yeah,
like, the Windows 7 features are still there.
Was a break from the last one?
No.
I would say Windows 3.1 to 95 was a big jump, and then it was kind of,
there's
streamlining
there's
that
start
all
menu,
the way until...
Okay, until XP.
No,
but the one after that was completely different.
Oh, Vista?
Yeah.
Vista was the same. It had the start menu.
No,
they
changed the design and everything.
Yeah. I feel like Windows has always kind of functioned... The way you expect when, like, if you go to a Windows PC, you know how to navigate.
Yeah.
Windows 8 is kind of just like you have to relearn the wheel.
But I'm thinking, like, you always have to kind of progress, or you become that old person that doesn't understand. You know, like
if you don't download, I'm already there, man.
If you don't download the latest like OS for your iPhone.
This was funny. He was waiting for him to come out the other way.
This guy is weird, eh? This scary guy.
Hey guys, I make the console.
So my idea was to put the Sony conference on and then just talk about it, but I never considered that we'd be watching people talking with the volume off for most of the time. But I guess if we just keep the conversation going, then
it's probably talking about Windows 8.
Well, yeah, well, this guy opens up the system specs, doesn't he?
Yeah, and they do it right, I feel. Instead of going into like, it handles 1.68 gigaflops.
Yeah.
They just kind of said, it's got an awesome process. It's got a sweet, like, GPU.
Well, from what I understand... I
mean, they published all the technical stuff, right? They just didn't talk about it in this?
I don't think they haven't gotten into... Cartridge, CD, DVD, I don't... Like, they're talking about the progression mediums, of the media. Yeah. Yeah, mediums. But, like, they essentially just came out and said, like, it's a computer. Like, it's exact... Approach it exactly as you would developing for a PC. And I think that's a huge improvement over PS3. I mean, like, one of the things about PS3, like, if you could name the Roblox, it was hard to develop for, overpriced. I'm not sure... We'll discuss the price in a bit, but... you know, it was just a nightmare for developers, and it seems like they're backtracking on that. It's like, if you can make PC games, you can make games on this. And who's the US guy for PlayStation? He said the games are going to range from like 99 cents to $60.
Yeah. Kevin, what's his name or whatever? Is that his name?
No, Butler.
Not Kevin Butler?
That's
Butler's the spokesperson, yeah. Right? Yeah, okay.
Oh, what is that guy's name?
I don't know, but he's good too. He's good on stage too. Remember the apology?
Yeah, that was fantastic. Yeah, that's...
yeah.
I really believed him. Like, wow.
Yeah, you guys, looking back on the past like 4 or 5 years, like since we became this stupid thing and everyone else started chasing after them, it's almost like a Sony. It's like if there was a race, right? Everybody started the gun fires. All three companies are running towards the casual market, right? And it's like Nintendo's got a head start, Xbox is gaining on them, and Sony is just like, fuck. Let's just go hardcore. Like, let's just go back to the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like every decision they made, I mean, the Vita came out after that, is like another jump towards like hardcore, you know, pushing hardware again. And you don't see a thing about Move. I mean, the Move integration, whatever it's going to be, is probably going to be minimal at launch and then just gotten rid of it.
I don't know.
After.
Well, I mean, they tried a lot of things in the last few years. Like, Sony really pushed the 3D gaming thing 2 years ago, and they've dropped that completely.
They've said
PlayStation 4, like, it's going to be 3D compatible, but it's not a focus for us.
Yeah, that's the key thing.
I'm so glad that's done.
Like, think about that. I mean, they had those hardware bundles. All their big exclusive games were 3D compatible. The newest Killzone, Uncharted, was all 3D compatible, and they just dropped it.
The thing with 3D is it's all software-based. All you need to do is like, have the right display for it, and literally you can go into Uncharted 3 and add a second camera right next to it. As long as your display can output the two signals, then you've got a 3D game. So it's like them just kind of saying, hey, it's available, and anybody who wants to take advantage of it, it's just a patch that they could install.
Well,
so it's
like, yeah, but they pushed it in the sense that, like, they were bundling their consoles with 3D TVs.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they really, like, tried to push that as a reason to buy a PlayStation 3.
Yeah, true.
Chad, they worked on it. What can you tell me about any of this stuff? Supercharged PC architecture.
Yeah, they use supercharged a lot, don't they?
So, x86 CPU. I mean, any tech guy would know these, and from what I've heard, they're pretty excited. Like,
it's supercharged PC architecture. That's exactly as it sounds.
Enhanced PC GPU. I mean, that's like expected. Usually, the consoles have had high end GPU with low end CPU, graphics processing and computing processing. This is the big one here.
The only thing they talk about is 8 gigs.
Yeah, the 8 gigs of memory, and the most exciting thing that I think they talked about with that was when you turn your system off, the entire game loads onto your RAM, and then it's just ready for when you reload it. Like, when you're ready to play 2 days later, you turn the system on, and it's exactly where you left it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
there's going to be a lot of really cool things that, like,
of course,
we just kind of take for granted right now. Like, every time I play Battlefield, it takes me probably about 5 minutes to load through the fucking, like, yeah. EA, DICE, like, that whole shit, and then getting into it. Like, if you're just able to, like, iPhone suspend kind of thing, like, just
walk away. I think you guys both know that I traditionally leave my games on. Remember how long my Xbox was on for? Like fucking 140 hours or something like that? Just because it wasn't disc-based. So what did it matter if
yeah, true, it's just running from the hard.
Yeah, like Mass Effect 2 was on, just playing on the hard drive, just waiting, and that's exactly what they're gonna do with a lot of the games. Like, most shit will probably load into the RAM. Because the game can play, you can probably play the game while it's uploading textures. Right?
Oh,
into the RAM. Just like, here, you're going to need these things in the next 10 hours. It's all waiting there. No more loading times. Like, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
Compared to Wii U's 2 GB, which already allows Wii U to, like, access, like, PC assets. Like, I know Need for Speed has, like, all the texture packs, all the lighting packs, all, like, that kind of shit is from the PC build, not the console build, because they can just have stuff waiting there, like, in the background. And, I mean, 8 GB, obviously, it's exponential increase from 2. I can't even...
And with what they're able to do on PS3 right now, they have 256 MB.
Yeah.
So they're going to get 8 GB.
That's going to be the big, like, noticing feature. And
yeah, that's a lot of things are going to be happening at once.
Yeah, the fact that you've got, like, this clean interface and it's just running all this awesome shit all at once without... The Wii U has to... It pretty much runs a new executable every time you click back. Like, if I'm in Netflix and I want to load the internet, it loads the internet executable.
I don't know why they did that like that. With 2 gigs of memory, like it.
Well, apparently it's all in code. I mean, I think they're going to code it differently, like with an update this summer. But
because what wasn't one gig of RAM was given to
the
operating system.
Yeah,
that's quite a bit.
Who knows what the fuck those guys are what they're doing with it. It plays games nice, but I mean, and we're using it right now just to stream, like online.
We're using my Wii U to get excited about a different console.
So the DualShock 4 we're looking at right now, again, I really like it. The move integration, those triggers look weird, do they not?
Yeah, they look kind of pointy.
I'm curious as to see how that feels.
It looks nice.
What do you? Well, I mean, it's pretty much the standard controller. The toggles are convex now. No, they're concave.
What the hell is the D-pad even used for in games anymore? Like, do you use it?
Not to play. Like, if I have to use it to zoom in or something,
yeah,
like use it.
Just fighting games, pretty much, right? Like, just so you can get spot on with fucking moves.
I think
and
other games,
fighting.
Like
racing games, the D-pad is good. Platforming, the D-pad's good. Yeah,
racing
because
games?
You can. Because it's binary, so it's like you can. Like 10% turn, 10% back. You know, like if you're on a straightaway, I go to the D-pad. It's like as soon as you start veering off, you can click one direction of the D-pad and it'll adjust like 10%.
Really?
Yeah. Where analog, it's like you don't really know what you're doing. I don't know. But
if I could change one thing about it, maybe like offset the analog sticks so they weren't on the same like level right next to each other. Have one a little bit higher, one a little bit lower.
More like Xbox.
Like the Xbox controller, yeah.
I
think
that
it could benefit from that.
I thought that would be tricky with the Wii Remote or even the Pro controller here. They're parallel.
Oh, are they? Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
So it's like, this kind of feels nice. It does feel weird just because I'm so used to Xbox, like going down for the buttons instead of going up.
Yeah.
But you get used to it, right? I mean, whatever you're using, that's what your muscle memory is going to go towards.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be uncomfortable or anything. I just, I don't know.
What do you think of the touchpad thing in the middle? And that
share button.
I don't
know what the hell that's going to be used for. The share is cool for people that are playing Battlefield. Like, that's the thing about having all that additional RAM.
Yeah.
It's going to be running the game, and you're going to be able to load a bunch more textures and all that bullshit. But there's going to be stuff running in the background, as they said.
Yeah.
It's going to be recording the past 15 minutes of all your games. So... you have an awesome kill or something like that in Call of Duty or Battlefield,
well,
like, go back, edit, share to my Facebook.
But it doesn't... they don't say Facebook. It shares to Ustream.
Yeah,
oh, really?
It's the Sony... so basically, if we were friends on PlayStation, you would see it. I don't know. They haven't... maybe they'll do a thing where you can upload it to YouTube or something like that afterwards. But
look at all this blue.
For now, I'm pretty sure that's all they've said.
I'm just going to stop for 1 second and save it.
Guys, he sucked many dicks in his day.
So, yeah, like, the share button, I gotta be honest, I don't care about any of that stuff. Then, like, you can do that kind of stuff on Wii U, like, post to the Miiverse, and it's all, like, integrated onto the system. I've never posted anything to the Miiverse. I know there's, like, registered users now. Like, you know how Twitter gets certified accounts now? There's high-end players who have their own, like, certified Miiverse accounts, and they can, they're posting, like, Mario speedruns onto YouTube, shit like that. But it's like, I don't know. It exists already on Wii U. I'm not using it very much. Anybody who's already got that stuff working can kind of pull it off, but it's making it easier. It's not hurting anything that it exists. It's a tiny little button on the controller.
It's like, something else you can say, our system does this.
That's a really big thing, though, in the PC world. There's people who play Diablo 3 who just, you know, they make their career playing Diablo 3. They make $30,000 a year, they're sponsored by Turtle Beach and stuff, and they just upload their YouTube videos and them playing how to get rare items. So, yeah. I get that that's where they're taking it from, and we'll see.
This is the dumbest thing.
Look at all the blue spilling.
Anybody who's seen the conference, they want to test, like, polygons on screen. So they dump a bunch of blue polygons onto a castle.
Sorry.
But,
rolling up my rim. Fuck!
I'm doing very well without the rim.
I think I won one fucking donut and I lost it.
3 donuts and 2 coffees.
What?
Oh, yeah.
How many coffees do you get?
1 a day.
So you've won
every I've won like 80% of the time.
That's fucking bullshit. I hate it.
Yeah.
What size do you get?
Large.
Okay.
I was thinking about switching to 2 smalls per day.
You're not going to win anything in smalls because I think they put the prizes in the more expensive ones.
Do you think this was a mistake for the first game to show?
Knack?
Yeah.
This is Knack?
This is Knack.
It looks terrible.
And, I was like, this is a huge mistake, showing this game first.
This guy was so happy about it, too. Yeah. I was making this game. And...
Behold my greatest creation, Knack! Just go slowly.
Yeah. I'm sure the game's going to be plenty fun. But why would they show this first? I mean, they made up for it, or did they? It's kind of like the when Wii U had that Nintendo Direct, or sorry, when Nintendo had that big Nintendo Direct where they announced all the games that everybody knew was coming out.
Yeah,
it was great because we were hearing about it. But after a while, you're just like, I knew all that stuff was coming, and I feel like they did a lot of that with this conference as well.
Yeah, like, oh, Killzone, yep, knew that was happening.
Yeah. This reminds me of that Wonderful 101 game that Nintendo keeps pushing. But they made up for it. Doug, if this was the only trailer they showed...
Yeah, I'm not into this. I don't understand why they do this kind of stuff. Like, do they not understand that it's only their hardcore fans watching these conferences live?
Yeah.
Like, release this later or show it at the end. If you're trying to get some kids to want the system for Christmas... Don't show this at your press conference where you unveil the system.
That's his game. Like, he's the... Yeah.
They should have the CEO going, no, you don't get to show that.
Yeah, this is a bloated... No. This is a really bloated presentation. Like, they've got a lot of stuff that's lackluster. But, I mean, maybe that was kind of, like, why it... Like, I felt that all these things were better because there was so much.
Yeah.
But, okay, so we're at the first game, and I have no interest in it.
Yeah.
So...
I thought it was really cool.
Everybody knew they were going to unveil it, so there's really no surprise so far.
Yeah. Did you see the picture that I got of this guy? That I kept. I got the best picture of him on Instagram. It's the scariest thing ever. And
It's like Jim Carrey.
Throughout the show on Wednesday, I was Instagramming updates, like onto the Facebook or stuff like that. Yeah. So this isn't that's the actual feed that's slowing down, and not my feed. Like the
oh really?
It's pixelated. Yeah, it's because.
That looks terrifying.
That's how IGN was feeding it.
Fools.
So maybe I'll skip ahead a little bit more.
Yeah, they're talking about the sharing features, and I think he goes into detail about Gaikai.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Does somebody else?
Oh yeah, this is Gaikai. The. What was the?
This is the Gaikai guy. The Gaikai guy.
So, what exciting features do you think they announced that were Gaikai related? I know.
The download and play while it's downloading is cool.
So they're saying you can play the game that's downloading while it's downloading?
Well, it's like Netflix, right? When so essentially you have to wait a couple seconds for it to start the download, and then you can start the game. So it's downloading the rest. It's like there's no way you could progress to that point.
But Netflix, like movies play start to finish. I mean, like in a game, you could press play, go into the options. It's grabbing assets from later. So I'm thinking maybe
it would only let you.
Here's what I'm thinking. You pay for the rights for that game, and they'll stream it onto your console while your version is downloading. And then as soon as yours is done downloading.
That's a lot of bandwidth to take up.
I guess, yeah.
Well, or they can just do something where they go, you can't play it online until, like, a couple hours of it, the download's complete. It doesn't take, it takes, like, 5 or 6 hours to download a PS3 game right now on the PSN.
You know what?
The whole game.
Since the presentation, Sony came out and said that, all the games are going to be available digitally, mm-hmm. day and date, with the box titles.
Yeah.
But the downloads are going to be massive.
I guess so.
Like 50 gigabyte downloads.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Like, consider a game like Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect 2 was 2 discs and it was 24 gigabytes. Imagine something that's just more, because there's going to be so much more in games.
I really don't think that those games are going to exist. Those super AAA titles people develop them for 10 years.
Killzone looks incredible.
Sorry, you're saying those titles won't exist that are 50 gigs?
I'm saying the reason that, like, or either that, or they're going to build engines, and then you're going to get annual releases of the same game with new levels. You know what I mean?
Definitely,
You'll get the Assassin's Creed 5, 6, 7, and they're all going to run on the same engine, so it's just like a reskin, new...
I'm totally for that, you know?
No way.
Just... Because they're just trying to save money. It's going
to
be so expensive for them to... they have to do that, though, because companies are closing all the time. Like, that game didn't sell, close it down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every company now has, like, a handful of awesome games, and they're just going to keep making them better.
Well, you're not going to make more money than Call of Duty makes. How much does Call of Duty make in 2 months? Like, units.
It's ridiculous.
So, like, it's an arm and a leg, but, I mean, these games, hiring more staff to populate all these levels, like, shade all, like, the textures so you can, like, go through the game with a microscope.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's impossible. There's mm-hmm. no way they're going to have that much manpower behind a game that, like, the product has to be worth more than it costs.
Yeah.
And it's just not possible. I mean,
developing is such a gamble. Because... Yeah. If it doesn't pay off, the studio closes. Everybody's laid off. Like,
yeah,
we lost
yeah.
a lot. That's why THQ was sold off. Because
I heard Sony, they let go most of the people who worked on Battle Royale already.
Wow.
Yeah. They didn't close that studio because it's their in-house studio, but they picked a bunch of people from their other ones and were just like, gone.
I gotta tell you, I'm liking where I'm at. Like, I know, obviously, because PS4 can pull off those super games, you'll get one or two a year, plus... everything else, like smaller companies, but like it's the middle ground companies. It's like the middle class of game developers are disappearing.
I think there's going to be an upbringing for that. Like,
I can't speculate on it. I imagine it's still going to be the same.
Well, here's hoping.
Like even making an HD game like Braid wasn't that much.
That's lower end, right? Indie is like is the C developers. The B developers are Ubisoft. Well, not so much Ubisoft, but you know, you got games like Prototype.
Ugh.
Is that what? Yeah,
And
then you've got huge games, Call of Duty, Halo.
Well, look at it this way: anyone who is successful is going to take a crack at the next gen. Is going to be able to. They're going to have that chance. And Sony and Microsoft are going to fund companies to make good exclusives, right?
Yeah,
I guess
so.
We'll see.
Who knows? I mean, let that worry about the.
Well, there's the whole, like, it will never make sense for a third party to have an exclusive release anymore, because like the product's made, you may as well get it into the hands of as many people as possible.
Yeah, but what if a third party company wants to make a game and they don't have enough money, and Sony goes, "We'll loan you the money, but it's exclusive to PlayStation." I imagine that's what happens.
Well, then you're a second party developer or a third. Like, I'm talking about third parties.
I see. Then you become what, third parties getting bought out, maybe.
Or partnerships, but exclusive deals. Like, you have to tell me, like, you need to give me more money than I'm going to make by releasing this on Wii U, 720, PC,
give them the choice.
360.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no, like, no, only PS4, not a fucking chance.
A great example of this was...
Scale it down to DS, who gives a fuck, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, the same way PC games are scaled down to 360, you know, like, PC games are going to be almost scaled at par to PS4, 720, and they can continue to, like, turn off those sliders, like, turn down the sliders, and now it's on 360, Wii U, and PS3.
Yeah.
And, like, why not?
A good example of it was Rayman Legends, that was supposed to be Wii U exclusive and coming out this month.
Yeah.
They pushed it back, like, we're not going to make any money. Just sell it.
I don't understand. Well, I can think earlier than that, Assassin's Creed was supposed to be PS3 exclusive a long time ago.
What?
The first Assassin's Creed. We talked about
it in the
lineup of the PlayStation 3 getting our PS3s. We're like, that Assassin's Creed game is coming out for Xbox now.
Yeah,
like
Mass Effect 1 Mass Effect 1 came out for PS3. And now, like, that was funded by Microsoft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Rayman thing boggles my mind, though. The game's done. Like, it doesn't have to be exclusive anymore. But, like,
give us the Wii U one,
and then when you're done your PS3 copy, release it on PS3, too.
There's a problem, I think, there with it's already out on something else.
Maybe it'll
get, like, poor reviews.
Like,
once
Mass Effect 1
it,
just came out for PS3. I'm not going to buy that.
Plateau.
Yeah, like
it's getting reviewed. If it gets a bad review, I'm not going to want to get it later for PS3.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's rules, too. Like, there's strict rules. You can't... If there's a game that's for 360 or for, you know, for any other console, and you want to port it over to PS3, you have to include something new. There's rules against that.
Oh,
so
yeah,
like,
they said that.
So it's like, maybe they were done Rayman. They're like, we don't want to make anything new. Like, we may as well wait so we can launch it on all three. We'll leapfrog those regulations.
When is it getting released?
September or some shit like that?
It's not going to do well. The game's not going to
Pikmin's coming out before it.
Okay, so now they're launching against GTA 5. Good luck. They did the same thing with Rayman Origins.
Wow.
They launched it next to, what was it, Call of Duty and Battlefield.
Yeah.
And Rayman Origins. And now it's $10 at fucking Walmart. And they're going to do they're going to do it all over again.
So what is the Wii U release? What can we look forward to? Need for Speed is the first
Hikmin
game.
Hopefully Bittrip Runner is
These are all soon. Coming out before the summer?
Bittrip's coming out,
this
Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh,
there you go.
Like 2 days
from now. That's all the
trailer you posted. But there's not much.
Yeah.
There's not much.
Well, Pikmin seems to be the game to get then, eh?
Need for Speed. I'm excited for Need for Speed
is amazing.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
I'm excited for Need for Speed to be, like, the band mascot. Like, whenever they're fucking... You guys are writing strings, I'm playing Need for Speed on this thing, like, right here.
I watched comparison videos and stuff, and what it actually looks like on Wii U, it looks 10 times better.
It looks better on Wii U?
Yeah.
Nice. That's good to hear. I gotta tell you, like, I need to take those and save them and cherish them.
Yeah.
Like, any good thing about Wii U is a treat for me at this point.
Like, the game looks fantastic on everything, but
yeah.
It looks more PC-like, like the reflections.
Yeah, one thing I saw was, like, you're in a tunnel, and, like, it's got a more advanced lighting system, because it's the PC build, and, like, you're coming out of the tunnel, and you have to adjust your eyes, because, like, the lighting has changed so much from, like, bright sunlight to inside of a tunnel.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So...
It probably looks better on Wii U, but it does that on the 360 one, but it's just, like... It goes white and then fades.
I love those games. Like, I remember Burnout 2 for GameCube was like my favorite racing game of all time. But we'll have to pause that conversation for 1 second. I mean, we got the remote play happening. Now, I think this is bullshit. Like,
what's going on right now?
So he's using
Vita. Wii U.
Yeah, the PS4 is streaming this game to his Vita. So all he's really using on the Vita is the screen, much like my gamepad.
But they have said that did they not say every PS4 title was going to be able to do this at launch?
I think
they've come out since the conference.
There's not enough buttons on that thing.
Yeah, there's no R2.
I can't imagine I would want to do it, especially if it's like a Wii. I mean, if I could preload the game on my Vita and take it out for the day and play it, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
But if I have to play it in my living room, I'm not interested.
Or in your house.
Yeah,
right?
Like, or in my house.
If you stream,
I mean, I know,
Internet
I get the
somewhere.
Convenience thing. Like, it's cool to do on Wii U, but if it's going to be really scaled down and just on my Vita, I don't want to do it.
Well, yeah, and is it worth the extra $250
exactly.
for that feature? Now, like, if I already have a Vita and I can play I can go to your house and play the same game that you're playing. Mine's being streamed from my house. And yours is, like, on your TV.
Playing on the Vita.
And
it'd be amazing.
But, like,
there has to be latency there. There has to be.
You know what? We didn't even... Yeah,
like,
exactly.
The Vita is a pig. Like, that thing...
No, but it's not... The Vita has nothing to do with it. All it is receiving the signal. Like, there's no... Like, what's the hardware in the...
Well,
in
the Vita can run the games, is what I'm saying. Yeah, it can pick up a stream and run these games. That's...
Okay,
it has to be powerful to do that.
The PS4 is going to be doing the processing for that.
What about latency?
8 gigs.
Yeah, but what about latency in the controller itself? Like, pushing a button. How long is it going to take if I'm at your house... And it's got to fucking send my A button all the way to my house.
That was the problem.
Send it back.
I would hope that if it can't do that, it just doesn't happen.
It cannot do that. That's not, like, technology does not work like that. Even, like, telephone signal, there's milliseconds of delay in everything.
Mm-hmm. It's just how...
Yeah, like, you won't be able to play a competitive multiplayer, like a Twitch game like Call of Duty.
There's no way it'll work like that.
You don't think so?
It won't be that quick. Like, Gaikai, there's so much information. Like, on live... I remember hearing people talking about that, and when you jump, it was literally like a second after you press the button, and then it jumps.
Oh my god. We didn't even talk about the sensor bar, the PS4 sensor bar.
Oh, the Kinect?
Yeah, I guess. I call it the sensor bar because I'm accustomed to that terminology. But yeah, I wonder if...
I feel it's kind of cool. Like they didn't really talk much about it, but they're like, we have Kinect, so all those... companies that are making Kinect games, we can bring a multi-platform.
Whoa! Kinect can see everything in the room. That sensor bar can only see the blue light on the edge of the controller.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't it work like a camera though? Too.
It's got 3D depth sensing.
It'll know where that blue light is. Just like move. It's just a move.
I feel it's more.
It knows
where
the. It's more the orders. I think it does the move as well as being a Kinect.
If you're holding your controller here and you've got your right hand up, it's not seeing your right hand.
But it has two. They can do that with one camera then.
The idea is you've got four players sitting on a couch and they can recognize all four players and where they're sitting.
Oh.
Possibly.
I don't know. I'm not. Obviously, like, I don't care about this stuff.
Yeah, even if
something
it was,
cool that happens.
Player
like,
four,
whatever.
Wave your controller. Ooh, okay.
I just want to play, you know, the games I've always played.
Yeah.
And hope they continue to look better.
So I'm going to try and skip ahead.
Yeah, it's funny that they go into like so many features about this. I just want my games to look awesome, and I want them to be...
Really?
Great.
I want to see awesome games. I want to see this thing and how much it costs.
I'm scared for Microsoft's conference, man. There's going to be assholes jumping around on stage.
I was
kind of
afraid for this, and I'm really happy with the way it went overall. I didn't get to watch it because I was stuck on the 401, but I watched a video recap of it right after, and I was impressed.
Introducing
obviously
Kinect,
there's a lot of crap and it's not perfect, but I think there's potential here. Things could still go wrong, but this is a good step.
I consider this a
victory given Sony's past.
Yeah,
track
past.
Record.
Yeah, I mean, like, they only announced more things. If I don't like 2 out of the 10 things they announced, it doesn't make the system worse.
I'm really liking what they're doing with the branding too. It's like that blue. I know they've been doing it since Vita, but I'm picking up on it now.
Blue? You like the color blue?
No, I just like their logo on the blue.
Yeah. Okay.
I saw it everywhere in Toronto, and it catches your eye. They had it outside GameStop's on the banner.
I don't know if I care about this stuff now, but it's like, when the iPhone came out, I didn't care about the iPhone. And like, you start to learn about the features and how they're going to work and all that stuff, and it's like, oh, that stuff's really cool. Maybe we should rewind.
Yeah.
Rewind a
little
bit.
Watch this demo. Have you seen this demo?
No. What is it?
Killzone.
Shadowfall?
I haven't seen this yet.
So,
it blows me away until the game starts. Then it literally just looks like that floaty Killzone.
You know what?
Control.
It does look different, though. I mean, it doesn't... It's you can tell it's built on a different piece of hardware. Right? Like, PS3 and Xbox 360 games have a certain look to them.
Yeah.
And... every character, they look like they're carved out of, like, clay. Like, they look like their clay features are carved out of wood. Or they look like real plastic dolls walking around, like, in the environment. So, like, the texture of their, of like, the cloth looks real, but you can tell it's not a real person.
Yeah.
It's really strange to describe, but, like, I picked up on that right away.
Yeah, there's one scene in that Killzone
also, like
demo that's just so much is happening at once. It's like that can't happen on current gen.
Yeah.
Like there's like 15 fires or something like that and just guys everywhere. The AI looks dumb as shit, but
yeah.
Like guys were just like running in one direction.
Okay, I'm gonna
save it real quick. That stuff already on PC.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing I haven't seen already.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
They have to advance the gameplay in some way.
Yeah, I don't care to do that. Like, I don't want to play that.
So, yeah, that's I was kind of getting the same thing when I was watching it. It was just...
It's beautiful to look at.
I guess... Well, watch yourself, Doug. You're close to kicking that thing. But, I mean, I'm okay with games doing only that, but it costing $500, like, that's not going to take the money out of my wallet, you know?
Yeah.
Look
at how good the games look now.
Yeah, I mean, there is something to be said about big boy games, and I like that it looks really polished, and it's a better product and all that stuff. It's just, it's easy to say, like, we already have the exact same gameplay, and that is really what's important. I mean, otherwise, you know, we wouldn't be okay with playing Battlefield on Xbox. We'd all want to play it on PC. I mean, what's the big difference, other than a graphical leap?
I mean, there's going to be 64 players online. I know that's already available on PC, yeah, but I don't care to have it.
My thing I've always kind of preferred to owning a console rather than a PC is just I buy the console and I know I have my console for the next few years. Yeah. PC, I feel like there is that need to be upgrading it. I don't know now because I haven't looked into it in years.
Well, it's not even that, but like the experience, right? Like let's say our age group, our demographic, right? Like 25 to 35. Are they buying PS4 just for the graphics, or are they taking like the high road? Like it's the same game. I care about gameplay. You know, like who's buying PS4?
That isn't enough to get me to buy a PS4 at launch and want to play that.
It's all like, about the games.
I plan on buying it, but if that's all they have for me at launch, as of now, I don't want it. I'll play PS3 a little longer.
Yeah, racing games have essentially been the same thing since.
Or I'll see where we PS2.
You haven't played Need for Speed.
Well, I promise you, it looks just like Burnout 2 for GameCube.
Gran Turismo and it's the same team. It's a rumored possible launch for PS4.
Gran Turismo?
This is Drive Club, and this is like their racing game they're talking about. This guy is the biggest fucking bullshitter in the whole world.
Well,
like,
they're saying the studio who makes Gran Turismo hasn't done anything for a while, and they're speculating.
Those guys don't do anything for a while all the time. Gran Turismo 5 is the only game they released for PS3.
Mm-hmm.
It took them 10 years.
Well, they've been, like, working on a game, though.
Yeah. So, this guy, he's talking about, like, how the game is so much better because they've actually, like, rendered each piece of thread in the carbon fiber. And, like, when you sit down in your chair, it'll rub the material in a different way. So, like, the light will hit it differently and it'll look different.
What?
Like, he is going off about how, like... And
this is what the artists have done. You're not even looking at that shit.
This is what I was talking about. This is the new joke. He says the exquisite sensation of opening the car door because you have to walk up to the car and get in this game. And he's talking about it like it's a fucking porno or some shit like that. Like he's just look at how fucking crazy he's going. Rawr. And like it's a racing game. It looks fine. I mean Forza is going to be the racing game to play. I mean the Gran Turismo games were fine, but they didn't prove much in the PS3. Era that like you're going super super sim like Forza you know Gran Turismo or the opposite direction like the more Need for Speed. I'm liking the Need for Speed stuff.
Yeah, I just want to pick it up and
yeah
I can customize slightly but I'm not changing my tire pressure and shit.
Racing games are always fun to have. Like they're
my favorite thing is just buying new cars.
Yeah,
and buying upgrades for my car.
Racing games look incredible also. Like, having them as a...
How do you guys feel about using the wheels? I like doing that.
This game's only first person.
Oh.
Oh, do you mean like the actual driving wheel?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's the one thing I enjoy.
It's probably so much fun.
Like, the other kind of controller I enjoy is the wheel.
There's no way it's only first person. Maybe I misspoke. I think he says, like... play the game in first person or something like that, but the demo's only in first person is what I mean.
Oh, I see.
But, no, I don't like the wheels. I know they're huge, like, but if you have to have, a $200 one that's got, like, feedback...
That's what I mean. I'm
and rumble.
I don't know if I'd ever get it, but I'd prefer playing the game with one, for sure.
This is when he's going off about how, like, how detailed the cars are, which is cool. Yeah. I mean, if I'm a car guy, that's...
If you're a car guy, right. That's cool. And I imagine a lot of guys care about this.
I suppose.
Not me, though. I think... Like, I don't even know what that car is. It might as well be a made-up space car.
They have to have all this I care. In Forza 4, though.
Yeah, they
like,
have that stuff.
That room where, like, the you walk room? In with Kinect and you move around by look by turning your head.
Yeah.
You can walk around the car.
The problem is these
open door. Shutting off. Shutting off console.
So
self-destruct.
Like, racing games are great showpieces for new hardware because you can make cars look so great and then put new lighting effects and they shine and, like,
yeah.
I think that's all they're doing. I'm going to skip ahead a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, like, they're bit zooming long. In on everything.
Yeah. We're running a little bit long. We do have some stuff to talk about. Oh, my God. So, oh, The Witness.
I really wanted to see this part.
Like, watch it?
Yeah. Jonathan Blow talks about it.
He's kind of bullshitting up there.
Is he an asshole?
He's
an asshole.
He makes fun of current games, saying, like, how much traversing you need to do and backtracking and, like... explosions, and he just pretty much rips on games and then says his game is awesome.
Just yeah. before this?
Pretty much. Yeah, he's like, oh, how am I going to top all these explosions and fast cars? And I gotta be honest, I'm not excited for this guy's new game.
The Witness?
Like, yeah. First of all, it looks like, we just made the argument, do graphics matter? Yes, they do, because The Witness looks like shit. I mean, it's obviously...
It was supposed to come out in fucking, like, 2009.
Fine. So I'm not saying... No, I'm not saying... Shit. No, I don't care why, but it does. It looks dated. It looks old. Like, it's a first-person game in, like, a weird environment that's not very stylized, for one. It feels like a... It feels like an old PC shareware. Yeah,
it's like Myst, right? Doesn't it look like
Myst? It's Myst, but it doesn't look like Myst, because there's no shaders on anything. There's no, like, texture effects, as far as I know. I mean, it's an indie game. Like, it's going to look worse than a AAA title, of course. But... He keeps talking about what he's saying here. He's like, you know, you got this thing in front of you, and you walk into a room, and you think you're trying to solve a puzzle, and then you look a little bit to the right, and it's like the epiphany game where, like, you're gonna be sitting there for a day, and you'll put it down, and then, like, come back to it a couple days later and be like, oh yeah, that one room, and you'll want to go two houses over, or whatever.
If anyone is capable of doing that, it's him. Remember Braid solving a puzzle in Braid just.
Braid follows a very specific set of rules.
Is it? Yeah. Sorry, is this going to be a Sony exclusive game?
Timed no. exclusive.
It'll be out
for like a month or something.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I did not expect
that. That was my from the conference. That was the thing I was most excited about.
Yeah.
Well, I could see like it. He's going
you
to
love Braid more than anyone.
Yeah, I love this guy.
But this is not Braid. This is.
I don't care. Like he's.
I have faith in him. He made Braid. He's going to make another good game.
He's one of those, like, people, but I'm psychotic kind of genius.
Yeah, but the gameplay mechanic is, like, these frickin' squares.
This looks amazing.
You're constantly drawing these squares. Yeah. I mean, I suppose I could turn it up.
This looks awesome. I'm buying a PS4 for that first month. To play this.
See, this is all fine and dandy, but what are the puzzles here?
I don't care. I should listen to this tune. No, I don't.
It's just these things. What?
Solve the crossword puzzle?
That's the whole game.
Couldn't imagine seeing a Braid trailer and thinking it was going to be a good game, you know?
Yeah.
I can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, no, but the first time when you braid the first time I played it, when I died, I was like, oh, I died.
She goes,
and then it's like,
press X.
Yeah, and then you're just like, whoa.
Yeah, but it's so much more fun to play that than to watch that and go, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
No, Braid looks awesome. Watch Indie Game the movie when you see just him, like, running and, like, the like,
that's because you've played it already, though.
No way, man. That wasn't Braid.
It's a different game, but I feel like it could still be fun.
I'm buying that game.
I have faith in him.
Those square puzzles look like bullshit.
That's going to get a 9.5. It's going to get one of those, this is the best game ever made.
No.
You assholes.
I'm calling flop.
You call him flop?
There's no. What do they call him?
Goal?
No, the like AI characters. There's nobody populating that area.
That's awesome. Just something to go into alone. You're just walking in the woods by yourself, solving puzzles.
No, that's not what it's gonna be at all. You saw what the game was. It was those little squares, and you draw and try and, I don't know.
Yeah, but it looked like there was some sort of goal there, like align the something to here. You're gonna go into heaven or something.
This guy is the infamous guy.
Oh, I'd like to see this trailer.
We can probably skip this guy right here.
How bad is he? Did you watch this entire thing like straight through?
Yeah, I was doing other stuff while it was on. Oh, this is horrible.
Oh, they did a move thing?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
So, they...
Akbar playing guitar?
He described... Oh my god.
It's Wii music?
Look how bad it is. So, it's like Sony hired one of their creative teams not to make a game, but just a toy with the hardware. So they started using Move as like a virtual reality like tool to carve clay out of like characters and build levels and like building a game environment with your Move controller. Oh. And I can foresee it having something to do with maybe Little Big Planet or something like that. But then they're just like, you can make dreams come true. And then this happened. And they just started dancing around, like flicking Move controllers all through like the PlayStation 4. The creative. So stupid. So dumb.
Yeah, so dumb.
So that was bad. Yeah, it looked cool. It looked like real clay. If that matters.
It doesn't.
So that was that media molecule? Is that Little Big Planet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know where... Is this the guy who talks about the head? The old man head?
No, I think that was David Cage.
Oh, really? Oh, Capcom's...
Turn this up.
Yeah, this guy's fine.
Trying to help usher in a new era of entertainment.
Oh, it's done.
We've been hard at work developing a new...
That's not funny. Hilarious. Look at him go.
Look at all these heads.
Import your pictures to the console.
What's on Game Junk? They're like, old man's the new PS4 mascot. Yeah. Old man head is the mascot.
Yeah, it's old man heads everywhere. Yeah. Oh my god, when you just said that, scan your face into the game. Do you remember in Rainbow Six Vegas?
Yeah.
Online multiplayer, you can scan your face.
Remember how scary Tim Haslam was? Tim Haslam's face in that game was the scariest thing I've ever seen.
I remember Dan said he spent like 2 hours trying to scan his dick. So, and to make it look like a face, kind of. The shape of a face. It never panned out.
So, Doug, this is the... We skipped a Capcom game. Like, it didn't really show much. It was just...
Is this Diablo?
This is the new Square Enix tech demo. Remember I was talking about how they had an engine demo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They showed it off as a PS4 like thing. It's just a Square tech demo. It came out like a month ago. And it's not gameplay. It never will be. No. It's just a... It's old man head. It's more old man head.
Yellow vagina.
Yeah, they just...
Yeah, this is never coming out. or is it anything?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing's gonna be animated like this.
No, these aren't games.
Yay! Each other!
Isn't that girl in Final Fantasy X?
She's in every Final Fantasy game.
Yay!
Final Fantasy games have had these cutscenes in them since PS1.
Yeah, they've looked this good since
I'm not kidding you. They've looked this good since PS1 on CDs.
On compact disc.
Yeah, fuck Final Fantasy, man.
Yeah, they...
So... Yeah, and they're like, hey, stick around at E3. We're ready to show you a Final Fantasy game. And it's like, there's no title. There's no graphic for, like, there's nothing. It's just you're making a Final Fantasy game.
Wait, they haven't even released the newest Final Fantasy one. They're already...
Versus or whatever?
No, there's... Well, yeah, there's Versus as well that's never coming out. But, the one from 13, Lightning or whatever, Lightning Returns.
Oh.
No one gives a shit.
Yeah. I imagine those still sell pretty well in Japan, but... Or maybe they don't.
I mean, they keep making them, so...
Yeah, somebody's gotta like them.
There's an audience somewhere.
So I'm pretty sure the only things left...
What's this? Is this Watch Dogs?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah.
This looks really cool.
Made in Montreal?
It's very Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I have a theory that this is Assassin's Creed. And they just want to keep it under wraps.
But I kind of don't
called
like
Watch Dogs.
Well, I mean, Hospital Crawl is not actually called Hospital Crawl.
This is.
No, they wouldn't do something like that.
You don't even look like an assassin. You're not assassinating.
Well, you're covering your face. Either way, we
coming out for Wii U.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up.
This looks awesome.
Remember my comment on? It looks.
Oh my god! It looks exactly like Montreal. Are you guys thinking that?
It's Chicago.
How the signs are and stuff. Is it?
Yeah. Looks exactly like Chicago, does it not?
It looks just like Montreal. This doesn't look that good. The ground looks good. The lighting effect on the water there is fine. Yeah.
Dude, this looks that good. It's just a horrible stream.
All the populated characters, I promise you, it's Tony Hawk's Project 8 graphics. Look at that guy.
Oh, hey, do an ollie. Dude, when I...
this looks good, man.
When I was watching this, I was a ponytail. Just, oh my god.
Look at that. Come on. I mean, like, there's things that are very, very high detail. All the textures on the ground, the buildings look great. Pay attention to the actual characters moving around. They still have a little bit of age, which I don't mind. I mean, there's probably more.
This is the first game coming out for
and there's probably more people. There's probably more rendered characters on screen than like any other game for Xbox.
This is going to be the Call of Duty 2 of the Xbox 360 generation.
Yeah.
So,
like, we're in 6 years, you're gonna be like, "Fuck, Watch Dogs is hideous."
Yeah, so we can talk about the Wii U, the fact that this is coming out on Wii U now. We've got Destiny, pretty well confirmed, like a strong hint that it's going multi-platform to Wii U. If I'm getting the same games with Nintendo, like that's great news.
Yeah,
it maybe rendered down a little bit. At least I will still have those games, and I didn't. Well, I mean, the Wii U didn't cost me much, but like I say, any news is good news as far as this thing is concerned.
What the hell is Destiny? Is it like an MMO? Is it an MMO?
They showed kind of. They show some of it. It's first person.
It looks like Halo 3. I thought it looked bad.
See, come on, those don't look that good, and they're not going to look that much better on a better stream. It's the environments. There's mist flowing around, and the lighting through the trees. That stuff really matters, man. So, like, just the fact that Wii U is HD, and it'll have those kinds of, like, light renderings, maybe will lessen the gap. But we'll see. I mean, Wii U will get old faster, much faster than PS4 or Xbox 720, you know what I mean? Like, Wii U will get old while they're still kind of pulling a graphical power out of PS4. I think I played that too straight again. Nobody knows I'm joking.
Graphical power is a joke.
Yeah. So, this game does look cool.
It looks good. This looks like the best game.
That's awesome.
So,
you just have the ability to manipulate any electronics.
I imagine you're going to have to earn those kinds of things. This is bad, though. If that's what it... I mean, the bullet time shooting there looked... But, okay. Maybe I should stop picking on it. It obviously looks great, and I don't mean to be a jerk about it, but
this looks incredible.
Like a lot of fun.
After playing Assassin's Creed and seeing the way you interact with the environment, in Assassin's Creed. This looks like the next evolution of that.
Yeah. What's really a shame is that, and I don't know if, you know, it's stubbornness or bad timing, but GTA 5 does not look like this.
GTA 5 is going to suck. I don't
know. So he stops the train. It seems like there's that icon, right? Like that little purple circle.
You can interact with this.
Well, basically. Maybe, yeah. Like maybe you've got to earn. Like that would be kind of cool if there's trains flying by, but you don't have the technology to like hack the train yet. So you're constantly playing through the game and like you finally unlock almost like in a Metro game where it's like, oh, I've got this new ability. I got to go back and hack that fucking phone booth or some shit like that. You know, like that could be fun. Just traversing the area and like seeing things that you're not able to manipulate yet. And then eventually you just become a god and like everything's, you know, you've got everything at your disposal and you can control the world.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, like giant open world games like that. Just do what you want. There are missions, but like have fun and all these tools are yours.
See, yeah. I've struggled with playing those kinds of games. I like a more focused
Skyrim? Arguably the most you've played any game.
Yeah. Well, sure, right, okay. Skyrim is a little bit different. Skyrim, just the fact that it's not in a modern day setting or like near futuristic setting. Like where there's streets and cars, I'm kind of taken aback by that. Even it is maybe based on the environment, not the gameplay. Like Red Dead, I could spend hours and hours in Red Dead, spend hours and hours in Skyrim. I'm not going to get sick of it. Even maybe that's just my personality. Like I'm less interested to go to New York than I am like, you know, Nova Scotia or something, or not like, you know, not so much big city.
Yeah,
like there's only every city in the world looks the same from the street. Every city in the world looks the same from a bar stool. Like, I want more kind of worldly kind of environments, and that's why maybe I'm attracted to those other games and not so much Watch Dogs. So this, I thought, was giant news. So they bring out this guy from Blizzard, and he's cracking wise the whole time, saying like, okay, so we've made an agreement with Sony to pretty much take over the world. So fuck you, man. By releasing fucking Diablo 3 on console? What an asshole.
This game's not going to sell.
It's been out for a year and a half. I mean, are we talking, like, going back to the Wii U thing, that does not work. Anybody who really wants to play Diablo is playing it.
Yeah.
And
I'm not going to buy a PS4 to play Diablo, no. If I had one and there was nothing else, I would be playing it.
Oh, also, it's over PS3, and it's a top-down dungeon crawler with shitty animated characters. Like, it's fun because of how addicting it is, not because it's pushing
they
PS4.
They released Diablo 1 on PS1. Oh, so bad. They haven't done it on a console again.
Really?
They used a mouse.
You controlled the mouse with an analog stick.
No, the D-pad.
Oh my god! Recently, a YouTube video leaked where they were Blizzard was making a build to have a Diablo game come out on Game Boy only, and it was the worst thing. It was so far in development that it was just about to get released, and they just decided not to do it. They thought it might hurt the company too
bad. Do you guys remember StarCraft for 64?
StarCraft.
That was the
StarCraft
first
my favorite 64. Game.
That worked well, I thought.
I didn't play it on PC. Tim and I played it, watching each other's screens doing battles. There was like a meta strategy inside that, trying to be like, you have to be sneaky with your movements because he could just look up the screen and see that I was attacking.
Okay, so this announcement has nothing to do with PlayStation 4. They've been working on getting Diablo on console for a while, and it's good timing.
Yeah.
They didn't say anything about it being released exclusive or anything like that. And they said it's going to be for PS3. It's likely going to be on Xbox. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Unless, you know, the argument that you guys are making where maybe Sony is giving them some money. But I don't see that. Who knows?
No, it's not that big of a deal. It's a cool little thing.
What the hell's Blizzard made for consoles? Nothing.
Well, StarCraft and Diablo 1. Oh, you mean console exclusives?
Yeah, well, like, nothing. Currently... And any Blizzard game is not on console, pretty much.
No. Blizzard games are really weird and unique in the way that they take so long to come out and last so long.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Like, the StarCraft 2 patch is just coming out now, and everyone's still so into that game.
Am I wrong that people are digressing back or regressing back to Diablo 2 because of all the shit.
A lot of people still think it's a much better game.
Yeah.
Like there were people at my work when it came out. They were just everyone like called in sick. They were playing it. They came back like a week later. They're like, yeah, I haven't really played it that much.
It's just bloated.
It's just not that.
I've heard a lot of people who really enjoy it. Like,
yeah,
definitely. I'm sure it's still a great game.
I mean, Diablo 2, though, it's really unique. I mean, if you go to Walmart right now, that's probably the oldest game you can still buy in a store.
Diablo 2?
Is the Diablo 2 Battle Chest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy that at any video game store right now.
Yeah.
You know? Like...
Oh, shit. I skipped the...
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, how did
it... Hopefully it ports well to consoles.
The last thing was, Fuck, where am I now?
The beginning? This is probably the end.
Yeah. No, they talk about Destiny. But that Blizzard announcement was exactly that. It was a Blizzard announcement, not a Sony announcement.
Yeah.
And they just threw it at the end of the show. The same thing with Destiny. They're saying like, we're welcoming a community that's never been on PlayStation before. Yeah, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Activision. So like, it's a multi-platform game. It's just good timing. And they're very selective with their words, eh?
Like, yeah.
Oh, on Sony for a little while, or like first, or at launch with Sony's console or whatever. But I mean, is this not going to be out before PlayStation 4? Destiny?
Destiny?
Yeah.
It's I don't even know if it's. I don't think it's coming out 2013.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What a beaut.
So yeah, that's like the Destiny thing is huge too, and. It's almost, I don't know, I'm excited it's on Wii U.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I'm excited about. I don't have to, I get to play it.
The thing is, like, if it's an MMO, are they going to have shared servers between the consoles?
Well, they've been talking about it, how it's this, you know, it's going to be a decade-long game.
Yeah.
Like, there won't be Destiny 2, you'll still be playing Destiny.
That's
is
really
that
cool.
What they're talking about? And it's like social network integrated. It's they're on every single console.
They're probably going to have expansions and stuff like that, like Warcraft does. But
you know, there is something to be said about that, though. It's like, if I have a Wii U and I just get to play these games, that's something. And
yeah.
It's a lot
and
cheaper,
when,
and I get to play HD Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how long... And
we'll see how this happens, but...
Yeah, how long is that
going to
last,
point.
Right? If it lasts a couple of years, good. I've gotten my you know, launch purchase.
Yeah, by that point... they'll all have dropped in price anyway.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll be on par with what a Wii U costs now.
I'm sold on Battlefield.
Yeah.
And
you think that would come out for Wii U?
No.
No?
Yeah, they're not making it.
Oh, they've actually just said no.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess Call of Duty is, but none of us care about that.
Yeah. Call of Duty.
I played it with my brother for a while and I was just not into it. The zombie mode on the newest one.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically like, I don't know, everyone knows about it. You just gotta survive and build little things.
Yeah.
It was entertaining enough for an afternoon, but...
So, what's strange about this is they start talking about Bungie and how they've been able to grow with Activision, things like that. I know they get into the game, but they don't say much about it. They tell you what the world of Destiny is. So there's gameplay right there.
Halo 3.
That's the Halo 3 sniper rifle.
It looks a lot like Halo. The movements and
there's
animations
the Covenant.
And stuff.
There's the Halo 3 warp tubes. That's how I get to the sniper post. That thing looks,
Spartans.
That looks pretty neat.
Spartans with capes.
Shit.
I think they're... Oh, God.
That run looked bad.
So, I think one of the things is, you know how you play WoW, where I'm relying on you guys to log on and play? Or
yeah,
else I'm not
gonna
be able,
like
that. Yeah, I think it'll have something to do with that.
That would be amazing. I would love to play it all together.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like that. It has to be, like...
I don't know anything about this game.
By Bungie going to Activision, I'm sure Activision's like, Activision Blizzard, they're the same company.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like...
So they're probably like, we're making so much money with this. Like World of Warcraft and Diablo, let's put the same in all our games.
The only question is, what's going to be the console we played on? No one knows yet.
Thank you. I don't like Bungie's creature design. If I can say one thing that has, I agree with you. Has taken me out of the Halo universe, it's their stupid
poor
fucking
creature design.
Yeah.
Halo 4 is so good.
The grunts.
Yeah, the grunts are still shit in Halo 4.
I feel like when I play Halo sometimes, it feels like it's a Mario first-person shooter with some of the characters that are running around fucking...
I want to see scarier beasts.
Being scared in a game, like, holy shit, how am I going to fight this thing?
Yeah, here's the guy, here's the posse here, like,
what do we do with our hands? Look at how weird this is.
They're so afraid right now. This is like a high school presentation.
I haven't read it.
It's like all the football players got together and this is their... So basically, for our gym class project, we thought that like smoking pot is bad and this is why.
Why are they doing that?
Why are they all dressed weird and the same?
Apparently this was for a reason they did this.
What reason?
No.
They took a picture afterwards of like the entire Bungie studio, like all the staff doing the same thing, just
okay. Well,
standing
that's
at their studio doing the hands.
Maybe it's like how the creatures will play out.
No,
I wasn't kidding.
Oh.
Hey guys, Geiger.
So, how much do you think this thing's gonna cost?
I don't know, man.
$500.
Okay, give me a low end and a high end.
$400. I think on the lowest end, it's they're doing the subscription thing. I think on the higher end, it's won't cost over $600.
I think that it's not going to be over $500. Cheapest is going to be is $400.
$450 or $550.
Interesting. You don't think they're going to do the subscription thing?
No, I don't think it's.
You don't think it?
I don't think it's.
I don't think
you're
right. I did think that a bit after hearing a little
even
bit about it.
What they showed is not like it's not a
it's not
PC. Mm-hmm. It's definitely home console. It's a little bit behind what current PC would be able to.
Is that
off.
How they announced it's coming holiday?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Just a little sign.
See you later. Here it is.
Oh, there's old man face. There's no way. there's no way. Like rendering one man's face against rendering thousands of. What is the word for that? It's like RAP or RPC?
NPC.
NPC, yeah.
Non-playable character, yeah.
Yeah, okay, non-playable characters, like rendering populating an entire city.
Witness, man! Sorry.
Populating an entire city with NPCs. They're not all going to have that old
versus
man
one face.
Yeah, like maybe your cutscenes will like, but look at Halo 4. Halo 4 did fine with their cutscenes.
What's that beast?
Halo 4 is so good.
Della?
It's so good.
Yeah, I
sold it, and I'm really upset that I sold it. Because I didn't think I was going to play it, but I've wanted to play it really, really bad.
Yeah.
Witness looks like Knack, but worse.
Witness to me looks like Wind Waker HD.
Mind your fucking tongue.
Dude, it's like the same art style, the same colors, the way, like the cell shading. There's no blending.
Don't
it's just kind of stark
Don't
contrast.
You can't honestly think a GameCube game in HD can look that good.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen it.
They rebuilt it. Okay.
Okay, they showed still images.
Well, it doesn't. No, what they showed for Wind Waker HD is better than The Witness. Agree with me.
I don't agree. I'm running it on a GameCube emulator on my PC in 1080p. That old one looks better to me.
This guy is sad. Look at how sad
he
is.
Why is he so sad?
He's describing the world that Infamous takes place in, and he's just really upset.
The world.
I don't know, man. I'm sure, I don't know. Hopefully it looks better.
Is this the trailer?
I've seen those images.
Where is it? No, but they look awesome.
But they're still images. You can't say that that's what the game's going to look like. They just made an image in Illustrator.
No.
No, it's running. Don't they have, like, kind of video?
The images look so much better than those things, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about the comparison they did with the GameCube picture and then the picture of it remade in HD.
Yeah.
Where it's just more details to the castle or to the island.
That's...
Well, and no, there's a huge number of changes. The lighting effects, the shadows are rendered now, and they're not just like a circle under the character. Each character design is improved.
They're too different to compare.
What I heard was Nintendo is struggling quite a bit with pulling off HD graphics. And it's like they're in a... that's why there's no games out. Is because they didn't anticipate an extra 2 years of development time or some weird shit like that. And in bringing Zelda to HD, they did test runs and projects.
Did you backtrack?
Yeah. They did test runs and projects. There was the thing that they showed when they launched or when they announced Wii U. It's like, here's what we'll be able to do with Zelda. And it was more like Twilight Princess art style.
Yeah.
And from what I hear is they went back into all their different art styles. The new one. What the hell's the new one called?
Skyward Sword.
Mm-hmm.
Wind Waker. That's what I kind of meant to say is that Witness looks like Skyward Sword. The colors.
Skyward Sword. It was it looked oil painted though.
Witness looks like that.
Yeah, maybe the stream isn't doing it justice.
Maybe it's the stream that makes it look like an oil painting. And all muddy and
yeah. So that was the idea. They went back and tried to HD-ify all their old Zelda games, and it's just they had an HD build of Wind Waker, and may as well finish what they were doing. It's going awesome. The lighting effects alone,
it's gonna be great.
Those are huge. Is how light bounces off the objects in the world.
I played all the God of War HD re-releases, and they looked great. They were playable. It was still. Don't kid yourself. It wasn't a PS3 game, but it looked good.
Yeah,
it looked really good. I imagine on a next-gen console, it would look even better,
So, what do you think, Xbox or Microsoft is thinking? Are they happy with this? I know, as a Nintendo fan, I'm happy with it. I'm not completely... my mind is not blown, and I have no regret buying a Wii U now.
So there wasn't anything that was, that really blew you away?
The graphics, obviously.
Yeah, the graphics.
Were pretty insane.
I think for a system, for announcing a new system, this was really good. They had some good games.
They did a really good job.
Could have been a lot worse, and I don't know for sure, but in the coming months, we'll see what it's all about. It's got my attention.
You know what? It was all based on the games, and, the games that I would want to play, Destiny's really the only one of these I want to play, and strong rumors suggest it's coming to Nintendo, so If it was definitely not coming to Wii U, I would say, fuck, I really want to play that game. And that situation just didn't happen. I'm not in a place where I'm wanting. You know what I mean? So that kind of makes me feel good.
I'm not talking about it so much as launch. I'm just talking about them setting this up for a console that's going to be up for the next 6 years. I think this is exciting.
You know what? They've only made good decisions with this thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of promising.
Make it easy to develop.
Launch games, what can you really hope for? Come on. We've all seen it.
Yes. Yeah.
This is as good as it gets for launch
games. They made nearly no mistakes. And back to my point from earlier, if they announced 10 things and I didn't like two of them, I still have the other 8 that I like. It's not none of it took away from this thing. And I really like that it isn't. We talked about, is it going to be more market friendly?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be more like Wii U? And they're obviously going in the opposite direction and making it more of a... Yeah, okay.
At launch, I'd be interested in playing at least 4 of these games.
So, we're back watching the Witness demo, and what really gets me is the squares.
The square puzzles. Too much of the squares in the trailer.
Maybe that's all it is.
I imagine it's fun and that's the puzzle, but it just doesn't look good in a trailer. Moving around a square doesn't...
I can definitely see the comparisons to Wind Waker HD.
He wasn't too far off there.
What's that?
I wasn't too far off.
No, you weren't.
There's just no characters in the environment, right?
I like that. It's cool, just this very single solitude.
Yeah,
just walking around.
I would say Nintendo's assets are a little more creative. They've got better art design. Obviously, they're an entire company, and this is one guy, right? So, environments are a little bit. More interesting.
I was listening to...
As far as look, I can see it being close to Wind Waker HD.
I was listening to NPR the other day, and they were interviewing this guy who's from Toronto who worked in a call center, and he made a video game of just working in a call center, and there's no way to win the game or progress at all. You just work in the call center and get frustrated. And apparently he got fired from his job and everything, but his game's doing pretty well now. He's made like $6,000 off of it.
I'm sorry, Chad. You might be dead on with the Wind Waker HD thing. But it's not populated. Yeah, it's just not populated with Zelda environments, Zelda characters.
This isn't enough for me to form an opinion on this game yet, because, like, how do I get from there to the top of that thing? And, like, what do I... If I'm just walking around with no hands looking at the screen, yeah, I'm not going to enjoy that.
Floating
But camera. If that puzzle beams me up in a cool way, I'll
That's
like
another
it.
Thing. I mean, most first-person games, you have a gun, hands, like, portal, stuff. Yeah, anything. Like, you've got a character, where this is probably... There's no rendered character there.
There's no guy. What am I?
Your camera, and when one of those boxes is on screen, you can use your left toggle to draw on it.
You know what I hate? Games where you are just a floating camera. Even though you have a gun, you look down, there's no feet.
Yeah.
You're just a floating gun. Like, Halo is always rendered, like, the body.
Any multiplayer game, you have to, right? Like, you've got your character rendered, no matter what.
Back to the Microsoft thing, though. I hope that what they're doing is different from this. So there's two different opinions. Like, I don't want to just see Microsoft's version of this with a couple different games, and it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them doing something different, and it's like, they're both really interesting.
I'm scared.
That's my
whole Well, what do you think as far as hardware? Better or worse from Microsoft?
Both the same?
Well,
honestly,
close enough. The next Xbox was the same. The only thing they really went into was 8 gigs of RAM.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the next Xbox was, for the longest time, rumored to have 8 gigs, so.
Yeah. There we go.
So
that's the only thing we can compare.
So do we think we got two identical products?
I hope not. I don't think so. Connects. I don't imagine Xbox is going to do the touchpad thing. Yeah.
I don't know if that is ever going to get used.
That's a 6-axis kind of thing.
It's like the back of the Vita. The back of the Vita has the same touch, and like you push the whole thing in and then move your finger.
My thinking is they're just worried about Apple being such a threat to gaming.
Yeah, but it's not. Is it dual touch? Like, what I envisioned was it was going to be just big enough to mimic your iPhone keyboard, so you could communicate with it at least. And I thought, like, the share button would have little apps.
It's
like,
tiny as shit.
Yeah, it's very tiny. Like, what I expected was, like,
inch by 2 inches.
Yeah, every single game, like, you'd hit the thing and it would be like, boing! Like, it would bring up, like, Facebook or Twitter, or, like, you'd have little apps. It's like, what do I want to share this screenshot to? Much like your Instagram app.
Yeah.
How it's like, you take your picture... You can, and then you've got a list of where it's going to populate to.
But there's nothing on there, right?
No, it's only to move. Touch. It's just you touch it, and maybe you can draw a circle.
I don't know what Microsoft is going to do. Who knows? It's all speculation at this point. Like, this stuff, I could take it or leave it. If they can use it in a way that makes gaming more fun for me, I'm going to want to play it. But I don't know that it's been, like, they're giving developers, here, this is what we're doing. Yeah, have at it. If the developers can use this in a way... Personally, I can't see it. I don't know what that thing does, but I'm not going to rule it out yet.
I feel like Microsoft is going to go a lot. They're probably going to talk about that Illumi room.
There's going to be some integration talk with Windows 8.
Yeah, it's going to... Yeah, fuck.
Which none of us care about.
My computer's already gone. There's like Kinect 2.0, everybody's talking about how...
Voyager 2.0.
How good it is, but... I sit in front of my monitor... And play Battlefield. Like, yeah. I don't care about Illumi Room, what's going on behind me. I don't want to get up and fucking do a jig.
What about people who live in small apartments?
Also, you've got Sony not showing any avatars, not any Miis. They didn't show any of that shit. It's like, just turn the fucking thing on and play your favorite games.
Yeah.
None of that bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I know, obviously, it's redundant to talk about,
this is pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, I know it's redundant to talk about Netflix these days on your console, so it's like they didn't bring up any of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They were just talking about the exponential leap and how many polygons per character. That's the old man head.
The old man head looks amazing.
Tech demo, man.
To be honest.
Why would they show an old man's head? Why not a pretty woman?
Because look at all the...
Because he's got wrinkles.
The grossness.
The wrinkles and... Oh, he's sick.
He's old. He's too old.
I don't like looking at that. I don't even care how good it looks. I don't want to see all the hairs in his ear. Why don't they show, like, mold or something?
He's wet.
It would be just as disgusting.
He's so sad and sick. And
you can feel his age.
This does look better in HD.
Yeah, but okay.
You can see like every pore.
Am I shooting at this person? Is he giving me a quest? What is this role?
You must go.
That old man head game is going to be fucking awesome.
You must go.
Fuck you, Beyond.
Go to the dungeon and find my lost book.
Didn't Heavy Rain suck?
It was okay. I played it. It was fun.
Well, at the very least, we've got PlayStation 4 confirmed. Yeah, they didn't fuck up the controller. They didn't mess up their show.
They didn't fuck up the launch. I was worried they would make me not interested in it anymore, and I am still
How much is it going to cost?
For who once?
Knows? Like, they have
some... We'll find out until E3 or later.
They have some flexibility on, like, whether they're going to lose a lot of money or lose nothing, or... if they're not earning money on that thing, that's for sure. Like, it'll sell for dollar maybe. What else? We don't have what it looks like. If it's fucking hideous... Then, well, I mean, I guess I don't care that much. The original Xbox was an eyesore to begin with. And it's like, it's grown into, to look retro.
I think they did a really, really good job on this. I went in kind of with an open mind, but I was still like, fuck Sony.
Yeah.
But I came away like, that's awesome. Like, they mm-hmm. did focus on the games. They focused on... like the hardcore gamer.
Mm-hmm.
And if Microsoft goes in the direction of, look at how many characters you can have on screen with Kinect, and yeah. you're playing a fucking dance game, I'm out. I'm abandoning that ship.
Yeah.
And probably also, just what not going to play games anymore.
What if they take the route, I don't think they would, and I think it's weird that Sony is, but what if they take the route of your downloadable content not transferring onto the next Xbox?
Yeah, Sony's not doing that, eh?
Yeah.
All this stuff
not
is
initially,
gone.
Anyway.
And do you remember the birthday argument?
Do I care? Honestly, no. I only have a
The birthday argument was streaming.
The birthday argument was no PS3 discs. It won't play through PS3 discs.
No, it wasn't.
That was not the argument.
That was not the argument.
No, maybe that's what I thought I was arguing.
It was streaming.
Oh, maybe I thought
streaming
I was arguing.
Streaming, and there was going to be no like retail.
No retail discs on like PS4 games?
Well, I don't know what you guys were talking about. My argument was that I think the gaming industry is headed towards streaming.
Streaming.
Eventually.
Yeah, you were talking about...
Everyone was talking about only streaming.
No, you were saying within 5 years...
You won't be able to buy a
yeah,
disc.
Yeah, there's going to be no disc.
Well, I don't know. That was a lot of fun.
That was fun. We got so mad at each other.
I woke up the next morning and I was like, fucking, I'm right. And I was like, hey, so Sony's not playing PS3 discs. Just as kind of like, hey, that was stupid that we even argued.
That wasn't even the argument.
But I woke up the next morning thinking that was what I was arguing. Is that it wouldn't play PS3. Yeah, that it wouldn't play PS3 discs.
Well,
so let us know your thoughts. Thanks so much for listening to our...
Anyone want it? Hate
who's,
it?
Yeah, who's buying it? Are you buying it?
I'm taking
a wait and see to what Microsoft
see,
does.
I will never buy something at launch ever again.
I wasn't burned by Xbox.
Yeah, you know what? At launch, I've got stuff to play with. You've got much more content with that at launch than you do with that.
Hey, by this time...
We'll see. You don't know when those games are coming out. And Mario was fun.
No, they put up a list of what's coming out at launch.
In comparison from the Wii U life to the Xbox 360 life, by this time in Xbox, Oblivion came out. So...
Oh, like how many months after launch?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's
that was
true. Oh yeah, Oblivion was early, eh?
What was that game where you played as a native Indian and you got abducted by
Prey?
Aliens? I did like Prey.
Yeah, I played it.
I wish I was the person who had never played Mass Effect 3. I can tell you that much. Or wanted to play Assassin's Creed or wanted to play Call of Duty. I don't like... There is games that I don't want to play any of them. Maybe I'm too greedy.
You are.
But...
Yeah, there's games out there.
But
there's some Wii games out there.
Yeah,
play.
There's a whole backlog of...
Wii U games.
Wii U games. I don't care about Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, no one cares about that game. Shit.
I really don't care about Pikmin, to be honest. The first thing I'm excited for is Need for Speed. I'm so happy that game's coming out for Wii U. So happy.
You should be, because it's so good. And the completionist that you are, you'll play it for...
I'm good till Zelda
hours.
Comes out, man. I'm good till long after fucking E3.
Yeah, just unlocking everything for every car,
getting up,
if they had achievements, that would be
fantastic. Let's put it this way, I have $70 waiting to spend on Wii U games, and it's sitting there, burning a hole in my pocket. I'm buying fucking F-Zero for 30 cents. I gotta tell you though, next month is a Super Metroid, and the fact that I can play Super Metroid like in entirety, like with this thing while we're watching TV or, you know, I'm on the can or something, that's for 30 cents.
I don't understand both of your fascinations with shitting and
gaming. It's awesome.
Today was the first time I did it.
I love it.
I beat a few levels in Mario 3D Land.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Before we get to the toilet,
all range mode out.
All range mode.